It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. It's getting to be that time of year, whether you want to admit it or not. School starting is right around the corner. And it's also the time that, you know, people start worrying about immunizations. Now, I've got Tiana Olson and Heidi Yaklovich in from the health department, but they kind of do double duty. They work as the district nurses as well. And we're going to talk about immunizations, what your child needs to start school, and where they're going to set up clinics for that seventh grade set of immunizations as well. Tiana and Heidi, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's dive right in, Heidi, and we're going to start with you first, because one of those questions is, you know, your child, when they leave the hospital, gets, you know, and throughout their you know, early years, get immunizations.
Yep.
Sometimes people forget. Sometimes they get skipped. To enter school, what immunizations does a child need?
Okay. So to start with, we're going to look at kindergarten. That's kind of where the immunizations are required. They need their DTaps, their polios, their MMRs, their Hep A and B, and then varicella. And there's, you know, different amounts that are needed to be considered current, but those are the ones that are required in kindergarten. And then I don't think parents always realize when they go into seventh grade, there's actually additional shots that are required. There's actually a tetanus booster at that time, and a meningitis are the two we're looking at in seventh grade.
Okay, and the other question that people always have is, you know, and I know that we talk about this all the time, if something happened and I skipped or we don't have immunizations, they can just go and get them, right? They don't have to do this in a certain order or anything like that. They can get up to date in like one visit, or is that not true?
No, it really depends which vaccines they have and which ones they don't. So vaccines are really important, like spacing and interval wise. So like with a hepatitis A, for example, they generally receive one right after their first birthday. The second one has to be given 6 months or later. If it's given before that time frame, it actually isn't considered a valid dose. If it's given at that 6 month or any time after interval, then that one counts. So it just really depends what they're missing and how many they still need. But we can definitely come up with a catch-up schedule and find something that works for the parents.
All right. And the other question that always happens, and believe it or not, my kids are in their 20s and I still know where they're at. Immunization records. What if people have misplaced their little yellow card? What do they need to do?
So it can be kind of difficult sometimes if you don't have that yellow card. Where I would recommend starting if you've misplaced that is to contact your child's physician. See if they have record of the shots that they have received, or you can contact the health department. There is a state database that those shots go into. The only kind of issue with that is not every doctor reports to that. But if you go to either doctor, the pharmacy, any of those that report into that system, we have access to all of that.
So it is possible to retrieve them.
It is, yeah.
And find them and make sure that everybody is up to date and is, you know, ready to roll. So once again, you've got to have a round to make sure that you're up to date to enter kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And then again in seventh grade to enter seventh grade,
yes.
Correct?
Yep. Those are our two big times with schools that we're looking at immunization records.
All right. And speaking of the schools, we're going to bring Tiana in right now. Tiana, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tiana. Let's talk about, you guys usually will set up clinics for that seventh grade booster shot and the seventh grade round. Where are you guys going to be at, and what do people need to do if they want to get, you know, be a part of this?
So the middle schools will be having their regular seventh grade registrations. We will be there August 3rd at Helper Middle School from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then again, August 9th, at Mont Harmon from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Parents can bring their seventh graders to that clinic to get their shots. If they can't attend that day, then they can also come down to the health department. The health department at Price, we do clinics Monday through Thursday from 3 to 4:30. And then again, the Castle Dale is another option. They have clinic Monday from 3 to 4:30.
Okay, so if you're in Emory County and your kid's starting 7th grade at, what would that be, Canyon View or San Rafael?
Yes.
Middle schools, you can go to the clinic there, the walk-in clinic in Castle Dale.
Yes.
And once again, it's important. The Castledale or the Price requires an appointment, correct?
No. Those are walk-in clinics. The health departments do accept certain insurances, so that's something to take into consideration. If we don't take an insurance, you might have to go see your regular physician.
Okay. So once again, let's give those dates because they're very important. When are you going to be at Helper Middle School?
August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then Mont Harmon Middle School will be August 9th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And those are both registration days.
Yes.
So you guys will be there in you know, cooperation with when they're registering for school.
Yes, we will be.
And then once again, if anybody has or just wants to do walk-ins or anything like that, the Price hours at the Price Clinic are?
Price Clinic is Monday through Thursday from 3 to 4:30.
And Castledale?
Is Monday from 3 to 4:30.
Okay. Now, Heidi, if anybody has any questions or wants to talk to anybody about immunizations, can they get a hold of you down there at the health department? And how's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Just call the health department in Price. It's 637-3671. And they can just ask to talk to one of the school nurses, and they will refer you to either me or Tiana.
All right. So once again, Tiana Olson and Heidi Yaklovich with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Immunization clinics for those kids that are getting ready to go into seventh grade, and make sure that your kid is ready to start kindergarten as well with their immunizations. Of course, if you've got questions, give them a call down there at the health department. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.